try to get this done one take. Second take, really. Yeah. Yeah. Man, I'm here to make Pappy over proud. With 50K at the venue, I'm shouting over crowd. And overshout, I'm over loud. Overloaded with quotables, opus, what the folks about. Focus now, try and make commission, cause Buddha try and be Lion Queen. Her favorite bedtime story colored in aqua blue. It's crazy how rap music full of some Lion Kings. And rapping just like a Buddha level, they Dr. Seuss. Incite a riot and recite the violence. Never focused on they biases, broken in they piousness. Soak it in they Vicodin, they flying to they fire pit. I'm just trying to bite them with a lion grip. Try a bit. I'm trying to give them that whole picture. They dim music, it's either heavy or dim music. That him stupid. I'm packing nourishment. Only 2% will catch the drip. The other 98 will skim through it. It's true, daddy duty.
We have to understand that some people think that I don't have to come to church. I don't have to necessarily come to church to be saved. And guess what? You are absolutely right. But the difference is that faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. And if you want to come and not just come and just to hear a word, but be transformed by the word, you have to get out of your pew and do something for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Yo, little cuz sitting at 5'2". The homie thinking God crippin' cause the sky blue. It's wild how he selling dimes, but he penny pinching. It's why he carry the deuce deuce like Tricky Nixon. And God pop it just to ease the tension. Not recognizing how the system up and Willie lynched him. A little brother, single mother struggling in that number hole. Not a father, that's a problem. Watch the many victims. God, it's black on black, the mirror match. Cause we don't focus on the soul without the skin attached. And if they pulling out that toolie and you get a flash, you better know it's not from Men in Black. Swear to God I'm praying to the sinners that never made a yearbook picture and never looking in a rearview mirror. I'ma hit y'all with a clear true scripture. God looking for your ears and the fears you pin up. I'm just trying to do my daddy duties.
You can be saved, you can necessarily come to church and have a wicked heart and have not the love of God within you. So Christian is not just going to cut it. God is looking for people to be Christ-like. And the question that we have to ask ourselves is that are we willing for God to transform us? Are we willing, God, to change our character and our motives and our sin nature? Are we willing, God, to break us down?
Sometimes looking in that future like a peephole, you only get the picture when you up close. It's why I'm trying to keep an open channel to the utmost and going for the gusto, cause Lucy can't cut though. I'm focused on the sun, nothing over the one. It's like he Neo, the homie untucking his chain. It's like he Debo, the Gallo, get us out of Pico. I'm under the sun, the poppy second to none. It's like the Chico, the first time better than the last cinema. Cause I set up something better for the sequel. The blocks like Star Wars, and not cause of all black shotters, but cause they got C-3POs. But peep though, cinema, sequel, Star Wars. The force kind strong in this brother, that's hardcore. And stepping the balls up and under them paw force. The spirit here, how you think I'm raising the ball course? It's just the daddy duties, man.
And that is powerful words for you and I today to recognize that we have to be about our Father's business. And then I started to question. I said, well, what is it that is allowing us not to be able to spread our gospel of our soon coming King in a more effective way? And God had to tell me it's because we're too busy spreading lies instead of the gospel. We're too busy spreading rumors. We're too busy spreading hate and division among the brethren and among the sisters. And you have to get your mind and heart fixed on God, and nothing and no devil in hell should be able to stop you from what God has called you to.
I look men dead in their eye. Go home and love your wife. No, you don't understand. We're just not in love anymore. I didn't ask you to be in love. I said go home and love your wife. The Bible commands you to. Husbands, love your wives. You're commanded to. Well, no, I just don't feel like that. Okay, fine. The Bible says love your neighbor as yourself. Your wife is your closest neighbor. Go love her because she's your closest neighbor. Yeah, well, she's not even my closest neighbor. I moved out. That's fine. Jesus said, by this all men will know that you're my disciples, that you have love one for another. So love her because she's your sister in Christ. Well, I don't even know if she's saved. That's fine. The Bible says, love your enemies.